is the sport adults say they play most often. So we wanted to know how much of a workout you get from 18 holes, or in some cases, 9 holes. NPR's Allison Arbery wanted to find out.
So here's a little tip for all of you out there who don't play golf. If you want to be friendly with people who love the game, then don't show up at the clubhouse of a golf course, as I did, and try to begin conversations by asking people, do you really think of golf as a sport?
It's officially a sport for us.
That's weekend golfer Dave Cohen. I met him outside the Sligo Creek Clubhouse, a municipal course in Silver Spring, Maryland, where after playing around, golfers sipped beer and watched a Golf Channel feed of the European Tour playing on a big screen TV.
A very, very good chunk.
The players here aren't competing with Tiger Woods or Rory McIlroy, but Cohen tells me you don't have to be a pro to play the game with athleticism. He says golf has all the attributes of a sport. It's competitive. It requires good technique, athletic movements, and yes, he says, you can get a workout, both mental and physical.
It's exercise. It's not heart-racing exercise, but certainly keeps me moving.
Unlike a lot of golfers, Cohen skips the golf cart and walks the entire course. He knows precisely how many steps he's taking.
I have a Fitbit on my waist, and I've gone about 8,200 steps, so 3.5 miles.
Wow, and that's after just 9 holes.
I think the first time I was definitely surprised. I thought it would have been fewer steps.
It turns out Cohen's distance is pretty typical. Research commissioned by the World Golf Foundation found that golfers who walk the entire course, the traditional 18 holes, clock about 5 miles. But here's the rub. 2/3 of all golf in the U.S. is played the way this foursome is playing. In a cart. Now, this group has just motored up to the first tee, and the first player is lining up her drive.
Woo! Way to go! Way to go!
Steve Mona of the World Golf Foundation says there are lots of reasons why carts are so dominant. Some resorts and private courses restrict walking and require players to take carts.
It allows you to get more people on the course and get them around the course faster, so it's a source of revenue for the golf facility.
They charge a greens fee and a cart fee. But economics isn't the whole story. Increasingly, as a generation of golfers pushes past retirement age into their later years, the use of carts is what keeps them in the game.
I started when I was 9 years old.
That's Gary Metzger, who's in his mid-60s. I met up with him and his wife Karen as they were loading their clubs into a cart to play 9 holes.
Having lost 2 hips and losing 2 knees, you know, it's one of the few things left that I can do. It's the one sport. I've played many other sports, but it is the one sport that you can plan to play the rest of your life.
So how much exercise will they get when they play the course? Clearly not as much as people walking the whole course, but we asked Karen to track it for us.
Do you mind if I put this little pedometer around your waist here and
no,
you could
that's...
wear it while you play the whole round?
Okay.
Is that all right?
Sure. I'll wear it the whole time and I won't touch it or fiddle with it.
Now, we'll check back when their round is over. Meanwhile, the World Golf Foundation research finds that even when you drive a cart, a round of golf can pack in a surprising amount of exercise. Steve Mona says, think of it this way.
There's a lot of places you cannot take a golf cart. You can't take it right up on a green. You can't take it into bunkers. You can't take it into hazards. So there's still a lot of walking that's involved, even if you're riding in a car.
Back at the Sligo Creek Golf Course, we check in with the Metzgers, who have just finished the 9th hole.
Looks like you guys had fun today.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Rarely a bad day on the golf course. We have to admit that, because you're out of doors. You're breathing good air, you're looking around, you see nice scenery.
And it's gorgeous outside. There's a mental boost here, which people in our poll said is one of the top benefits of playing sports. And as for the physical workout, Karen unclips the pedometer and we check it out.
It looks like you got 2,880 steps.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's probably half a mile. Is that
that's a mile.
A mile,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I think 1.1 miles.
Okay, good. That's great for me.
Metzger's step count lines up almost exactly with what the World Golf Foundation research found. A full round of 18 holes in a cart usually nets about 2 miles of walking. The foundation's Steve Mona says what's encouraging is that lots of golfers the Metzger's age can look forward to many more years of play.
We're finding now people are playing golf well into their 80s and playing pretty well.
So even if your game begins and ends behind the wheel of a cart, it's still a good way to get some exercise. I'm Allison Aubrey, NPR News.